I was about 17 when the revolution happened, and I was in the first year of university. As you know, all the universities were in the we were closed, and we were participated in the demonstration of every year, perhaps, or every day as actually. I want perhaps tell you about one particular day which was very, very important in our city. I'm coming from Amboz, and Amboz is a city in southwest of Iran. That day was Wednesday. This wasn't a night look all ordinary Wednesday every week we are experiencing. We call it Black Wednesday. And I'm telling you why we called it Black Wednesday. It was a demonstration which was supposed to be taken part in the University of Amboz. The university is not in the central of the city, it's actually part of the suburb of the city. Everybody were going to the university. If you had a chance to return to the center city, you would see that there isn't anybody in the center city, because all the people were going to the university for that particular demonstration. The program started, I guess, about 9 o'clock in the morning, and perhaps about 11, we heard a terrible noise from outside the university, and we realized that the military and all the soldiers were coming to the university, and they started shooting to the students and all ordinary people that were in the university. We started running out, and the soldiers were after us. We left the university, and we ran perhaps about 1 or 2 miles, and we went to small villages. We stayed there for, I guess, perhaps 6 or 7 hours. And when we realized that everything is settled down and perhaps it's safe to return to city, we returned. It wasn't the same city which we left morning. And the soldiers destroyed whatever they could destroy. I guess it was perhaps about 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening that we returned home. All the members of the family gathered together, and we started to say what we saw and what we experienced that day. Who was there, who went to which house or wherever. One of the members of the family said that he saw the soldiers, they were burning the cars which were parked in the car park of the university. A very close member of the family said that he saw soldiers doing that. Everybody was looking at one of the members, and we asked him, what happened to your car? And he said, nothing important. He was so cool and calm. We didn't think that anything happened to his car. And then we became suspicious. And we asked him again, what happened to your car? And he said, nothing, it just vanished. What happened? What they did do? They buried. We knew that it was all his investment. He worked so hard to buy that particular car. Perhaps 6 or 7 years he worked until he could buy that car. And on that particular day, that Black Wednesday, they buried his car. And we asked him, what are you doing now? And he said, anyway, it wasn't my car. At the first stage, I bought it for Imam. It was Imam's car. Today, when we are saying this memory, perhaps they look a bit strange. A young man, about 22 years of age, working hard, perhaps 4 or 6 years, buying a car, and after just a demonstration in the university, he lost whatever he had. But on those days, we were looking what Emma was saying to us. He told us, don't say what you are doing for revolution. Say and think what revolution doing for you. We knew that perhaps revolution must look like a tree, and we were watering that tree by blood, by money, by whatever we had. But we also knew that after this tree grows up, we are protected by that particular tree. So it's not us we are paying for revolution. It's the revolution paying to us.